Last week we had a chat to Andrew Broad, who is now, I guess, just wearing the hat as a farmer in our district, about how the current growing season is panning out. And here's a little bit of what he said in response to just how dry the last few months have been.
Well, there's no such thing as the perfect season. And, you know, farmers have adopted a lot of new technology with sort of no-till and press wheels and doing things differently, just trying to squeeze every last bit of moisture they can to get home. And if you look across the state, really, if you were to draw a line, I'd say north-south of St Arnold's and head anywhere east, there has been some earlier falls that were quite reasonable and some floods in some areas, whereas you head much west of that and they don't have as much subsoil moisture, so they really are sowing in hope over there.
Andrew Broad, former president of the Victorian Farmers Federation, and rather good catch cry for what is happening in agriculture at the minute, sowing in hope. Kevin Long is somebody who watches not just what the weather's doing right now, but also puts a few different indices into his system to come out with a forecast as well. He's with us this morning. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning to you all.
Sowing in hope. It's been very dry for the last, 8 weeks or so?
Yes. If you divide the start of this year up into two sections, one before the middle of March, you'll find that we had 170 millimetres of rain in the previous 8-9 weeks of that. And if you look at it since the middle of March, we've had about 15 millimetres of rain. So we've gone from what was typical over the last 2 years, around about 80 millimetres a month, which is well above average, back to what you'd say is real drought conditions.
Which is very reminiscent of 4 or 5 years ago.
That's right.
Or are the factors that influenced our weather 4 or 5 years ago coming back into play? Is that why it's dry now?
Yes. We've just had a strong La Nina cycle, which has blocked the Chinese effect over the last couple of years, and that has corralled most of the moisture into Australia. Hasn't been able to cross the equator and go north. So that's been one of the major reasons for our lift in moisture and lift in rainfall. But in the last couple of months, we've seen that tail end of the La Nina fade away, and now the gate is open for our moisture to go north again, and that's what's been happening.
And you better give me the 30-second definition of the Chinese effect, please.
The Chinese effect is the elevated temperatures of the sea surface temperature north of New Guinea caused by pollution coming out of China and Indonesia.
Okay. And so what we've seen for the last 2 years is gone for how long?
Another 18.
All right, another 18 years or so. So does that mean that we're going to go back to the sort of the noughties kinds of weather patterns with sporadic rain, spring failures, those sorts of things?
Yes, I think that'll be the dominant trend of the next 9 years or so. We should be in one of our worst droughts we've ever had around about 2022.
Great. Now, one of the things which you do watch is sea surface temperature. And so what is the current sort of state of play for where we normally draw warm water from?
Well, the current state of play couldn't be worse, I don't think, at the moment. Just after the start of March, we saw a big cool patch of water develop to the west of Australia, northwest of Australia, around the Broome area, stretching over towards India. And that was where we rely on quite a bit of moisture to top up our system over here. So that's not happening. It also was cold to the northeast, up along the Queensland coast, and that deflected the moisture away from Australia too. And in recent times, we've seen a lot of cold water developing from Sydney out towards New Zealand. So that's all those things come together to minimise our humidity. And unless we have a build-up of humidity, when we do get a cold front come through, we will not get any rain out of it.
If there's nothing in the air, it can't fall out.
That's right. I think you'll be disappointed like we are going to be this week. The Bureau last week on Thursday were telling us that we were going to get 15 to 25 millimetres of rain, general rain, across Victoria, with 50 millimetres being expected in some areas. So I want you to have a good look at that this coming Thursday, Friday, and just see how much we did get.
We did see that in previous years. The call it Weather Bureau modelling always seemed to be a little bit optimistic a week out and much more accurate closer to the event. And that's where you think from, 15 to 25 down to what do you reckon we'll get over this next cold front?
I think we'll be lucky to get 5 millimetres of general rain.
All right, well, fortunately, as Australians, we don't gamble money on that. We just gamble crops instead, don't we? So fingers crossed that something happens, but it doesn't look so good. Now, the other thing, too, is that, you know, as I say, it's minus two in Bendigo, according to the Bureau at the moment. What impact does frost have on, I guess, the general growing conditions?
Yes, well, frost cools off the soil very much, and therefore everything grows slower and burns off the moisture. But also, it's an indication of how dry the air is. And if you've got dry air, you don't have rain.
All right. And another factor that you point to that can influence our weather is the lunar cycle. We had the moon the closest to the Earth for ages just a few weeks ago, and I thought that was meant to draw moisture over central Victoria. Didn't work. Why?
Yes, we had the closest moon to Earth about a fortnight ago. Now, there's two things that happens with the moon. It's not only the closeness, it's whether it's working with the sun. And at the present time, and this is most relevant for June this year, the moon and the sun are together when the moon is in the northern hemisphere. When it's in the southern hemisphere, they're 180 degrees apart. So the moon and the sun in the southern hemisphere is not working together. We have two small air tides come through with that system instead of one large one. So we're not going to have enough energy out of the system to generate a major rain over the next 3, 4 months, 5 months.
All right. And so as far as our water supplies goes, we're in a reasonably good spot now. I haven't looked at how full Lake Epilock or the Colobin systems are, but I would imagine are not expecting to see much inflow this year.
No. Our reservoirs are sitting about 80% full in general, and I don't believe we'll see that lift more than 5 or 10% during the wintertime.
Okay. And that, said Jack, is about that. Come and have a look at your webpage, thelongview.com.au.
That's right.
And find out a little bit more about some of the indices that you use. But really then, the news at this stage where farmers have been sowing into dry ground on hope.
Yes.
Fingers crossed.
They're going to need a lot of hope this year.
So when's the rain coming? You've said that it's going to be not so good this week and that it's going to be a dry spring. Is there going to be any sort of rainfall in June, July?
No. Like I just said, the moon's power will be at its bottom for June this year. And also the cosmic cycles say the same thing. The Earth is moving away from all the planets at the moment. So I don't think we'll have any significant rain-bearing systems coming through until we get into late spring.
All right, and it's not going to be another of those years where crops struggle through. Something might happen and then some really heavy rain in November is just going to destroy it all.
Very likely.
Great. All right. Well, in that case, Kevin, thank you very much for joining us. We might catch up in 3 months and see how things are looking.
Yes, that'll be good.